Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to State of Education, the programme about learning trends. With us today is Stephanie Watts. She's here to talk about graduate studies. Thanks for joining us, Stephanie.
My pleasure.
So, Stephanie, you work in higher education research. Can you tell us more about what you do?
I work with a team of researchers who look at university education data. We've done a lot of different projects in my office, such as trends in undergraduate courses and student demographics, but we're currently focusing on master's degrees and what they can do for students.
If I understand correctly, you've been determining how valuable a master's degree really is. Is that right?
Yes, that pretty much sums it up. We're trying to find out some more detailed information about what having a master's means in the working world. We know that most people with master's degrees get better salaries and have a higher chance of employment, but that's not always guaranteed. So we'd like to know more about that.
What have you found so far?
Well, firstly, there are quite a few more people in the workforce with master's degrees today than there were 20 years ago. An increase from 4% in 1996 to 11% now. And the number of people applying for master's degrees has increased as well. So the competition to get accepted for postgraduate study is tougher. However, simply getting a master's degree for the sake of having it isn't necessarily very helpful.
The specific master's degree subject must make a difference. How would you compare a master's in aerospace engineering to one in, say, social work?
You bring up an interesting point. For an aerospace engineering job, a master's degree would be essential. You wouldn't even get the job without one. And when you do get it, you'll be paid handsomely. Jobs in social work or fields such as teaching don't necessarily require a master's, but having one makes you a more attractive candidate.
Are many jobs advertised with a master's degree requirement?
Actually, no. This is where it gets tricky. If the position doesn't specify that it requires a master's degree, someone with a master's will be competing with someone with a bachelor's degree. The master's degree holder will be in a better position to get the job, but the pay rate will be similar to what the bachelor's degree holder would get. And that's after the master's candidate has paid extra money for their postgraduate degree. So this doesn't appear to be a very successful outcome. But there is really one key element to bear in mind when making a decision about getting a master's in the first place.
Which is?
You really have to know what it is you want to do. And I don't mean just picking a first degree course at university. You have to go deeper than that. You have to think about specialisation. It's probably not something an undergraduate student can do straight out of school, but while they're at university, they can keep this in mind.
So it sounds as though there are benefits to having a master's degree, but it definitely requires some strategy to achieve them.
Yes, however, about 86% of students who acquire master's degrees find professional employment in about 6 months. That's compared with 64% of those with bachelor's degrees. It's an interesting study we're working on, and we hope to find out more things in the near future. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to State of Education, the programme about learning trends. With us today is Stephanie Watts. She's here to talk about graduate studies. Thanks for joining us, Stephanie.
My pleasure.
So, Stephanie, you work in higher education research. Can you tell us more about what you do?
I work with a team of researchers who look at university education data. We've done a lot of different projects in my office, such as trends in undergraduate courses and student demographics, but we're currently focusing on master's degrees and what they can do for students.
If I understand correctly, you've been determining how valuable a master's degree really is. Is that right?
Yes, that pretty much sums it up. We're trying to find out some more detailed information about what having a master's means in the working world. We know that most people with master's degrees get better salaries and have a higher chance of employment, but that's not always guaranteed. So we'd like to know more about that.
What have you found so far?
Well, firstly, there are quite a few more people in the workforce with master's degrees today than there were 20 years ago. An increase from 4% in 1996 to 11% now. And the number of people applying for master's degrees has increased as well. So the competition to get accepted for postgraduate study is tougher. However, simply getting a master's degree for the sake of having it isn't necessarily very helpful.
The specific master's degree subject must make a difference. How would you compare a master's in aerospace engineering to one in, say, social work?
You bring up an interesting point. For an aerospace engineering job, a master's degree would be essential. You wouldn't even get the job without one. And when you do get it, you'll be paid handsomely. Jobs in social work or fields such as teaching don't necessarily require a master's, but having one makes you a more attractive candidate.
Are many jobs advertised with a master's degree requirement?
Actually, no. This is where it gets tricky. If the position doesn't specify that it requires a master's degree, someone with a master's will be competing with someone with a bachelor's degree. The master's degree holder will be in a better position to get the job, but the pay rate will be similar to what the bachelor's degree holder would get. And that's after the master's candidate has paid extra money for their postgraduate degree. So this doesn't appear to be a very successful outcome. But there is really one key element to bear in mind when making a decision about getting a master's in the first place.
Which is?
You really have to know what it is you want to do. And I don't mean just picking a first degree course at university. You have to go deeper than that. You have to think about specialisation. It's probably not something an undergraduate student can do straight out of school, but while they're at university, they can keep this in mind.
So it sounds as though there are benefits to having a master's degree, but it definitely requires some strategy to achieve them.
Yes, however, about 86% of students who acquire master's degrees find professional employment in about 6 months. That's compared with 64% of those with bachelor's degrees. It's an interesting study we're working on, and we hope to find out more things in the near future. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.